This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Bhavani Piresamy, the president of the Malaysian Association of Professional Speakers, or MAPS. She is a certified directive communication trainer and colored brain communication facilitator, as well as a certified learning game design practitioner. Her passion in helping future leaders of the country, her work now revolves around students and youth programs, such as career coaching for students and young adults and self-awareness programs. Bhavani, good to be speaking to you. I know that you are the first female president.
Yes, I am, Frida.
Yay. But a little bit about the association, MAPS itself, how long it's been around, what was the purpose it was set up, and of course, how you got into it.
Okay, so talking about MAPS, MAPS was actually established in January 2001. So that's what, a good 18 years that we've been around? Good 18 years. Yeah. So it was founded by this very distinguished gentleman, Dato' Lawrence Chan. He has been to the National Speakers Association in US, and he had this dream that we should also start something in Malaysia. We have good speakers. This is something that it can be done in Malaysia. So he started this initiative wanting to build a pool and talent of speakers within Malaysia. So what happened a few years after that, together with all the other presidents at that time, the late PM Lau and all that, we joined the what we call Global Speakers Federation. That's the international arm that MAPS is a member of right now,
right,
alongside with 15 other countries. So, yeah, I think MAPS has really gone through quite a fair bit when it comes to speaking industry.
Okay. How did you get into speaking and, of course, getting into this role?
Well, I think that's a 10-year story. So 10 years ago, what happened was I joined a new company, and it so happened that my current bosses at that time, well, boss, was the president of MAPS. So when your boss is the president and he asks you to do something, you don't question, you just go along. And, well, for me, it was fun. So I fell in love with MAPS because, well, it's a community that I'm not used to. This is a community that I think welcomed me with open arms, no questions asked. There was no ranks. And you just felt, I felt very embraced. Mm-hmm. And I was, can I say, nobody at that time?
If you feel that was the case, okay.
10 years ago, yes. Okay. I felt I was a nobody. So, and truth to be told, I had no vision of becoming a speaker.
Right.
It's this community who saw something in me and said, you know what? You've got something. Go and harness it. Mm. So if not for this community, which I'm so, so passionate about right now, I wouldn't be where I am today because they saw something in me when I did not. Put aside family. Family has always been my strongest pillar of support. Parents, sister and all that. These are strangers who picked me up and said, you know what? This is for you. Go and do it.
Mm.
So that's how I got into speaking and why people sometimes find me a bit too passionate about MAPS, but how can I not be? Because this is the family out of home for
right?
me.
If you think about it, 10 years ago, you were not involved in speaking and
yes.
then now to be the president, right? I mean, that's quite a feat in 10 years. What was your first speaking experience? What were you doing? What was that like?
Okay, first, one of the very first speaking experience was, I'm always put on a spot by my bosses at that time. It was a training company, so obviously they throw me into the large sea and said, start do debriefing, start doing this, start doing that. And I'm like, why me? You know, I can't speak. But they're like, what's the big deal? You're just going to, you know, put a message out there, pass on a message. So I remember it's in front of corporate clients when they asked me to do small little stuff. And it just started growing there. And now that I reflect back, it was their way to encourage me to start doing all this, putting faith in me and saying, you know, why do we trust in you? Go and do it. Mm. So it was small little steps. And then before I realized it, I was actually doing speaking.
Hmm. Okay, so it's in Malaysia, you don't see people who are just straight on speakers. They have to be also trainers and coaches and something else, right?
Yes, definitely. In most cases, Well, from what I have observed, a lot of them, even though they are speakers, there would be something else that they probably would be doing. Mm. Content curation, MC, training, coaching, facilitation. There could be some people who are fully speakers, but I think that's just a handful.
Right. But is this a Malaysian phenomenon or a worldwide phenomenon where they can't just be speakers alone?
Tough to say. Mm. It could be Malaysian. Mm. But even at an international level, there are some people who are just focused on doing speaking. That means they do not do anything else for a living but only speaking. But some of them could be running masterclass, special sessions, one-to-one. You know, you work with C-levels, mm. coaching. Because they're a speaker, they could be even working with people at higher authority, government bodies. So I guess there could be a fair bit of people who are doing speaking and something else. Mm. And there could be a small group of people who only do speaking. Right. I know friends, even from Singapore, from the US, who solely just do speaking. Mm. Nothing else but speaking.
Right. And how many members are there now with MAPS?
Well, we have about, from the time that we have been established until now, we have about 500 plus. Mm. So, and we keep growing. Mm. We have monthly events, and we have a group of people that we call Friends of MAPS.
Right.
They're not MAPS members, but they love to hang around with us.
Okay. What do you do at these monthly meetings?
Okay, monthly meetings is where we meet. And the association, as well as you know, it's a non-profit. So why we are here is we want to create value. We want to help people become better speakers. We want to help people to further improve themselves with skills, latest technological geeks and all these things. So the monthly event is where we do short events. It's usually on a weekday after work. And it would be topics that's very relevant to speakers specifically. Mm. So it could be something like the art of storytelling. Mm. It could be something technological like digital marketing. Because speaking, right, there is that skill that you need to have as a speaker.
Right.
You know, your stage presence, your tonality, your voice, the pause and all that. But there's also the business aspect of it. Mm. How do you position your
How do you
speaking?
Market yourself, basically?
How do you market? How do you craft your talks and all these mm. things? So every month is focused on one of these key areas, the speaking itself and the business part of it.
Right. What is the professional speaking business like in Malaysia?
If I can refer back to what I said earlier, we do have quite a number of global speakers in our midst, people who travel to other countries to speak. But I think most of them, they all have something else that they do.
Hmm.
They could be trainers, they could be facilitators, they could be internal trainers, coaches, hmm. consultants. So I think there's a mix when it comes to our local Malaysian speakers. Very few, I think, that does only speaking as a living.
And what differentiates a professional speaker from a normal speaker?
Okay. So a professional speaker...
Must have standard.
So the standard is this. A professional speaker makes his or her living out of speaking only.
Hmm.
Like fully speaking, nothing else but speaking. Briefcase to briefcase is country to country. Keynote speeches to another keynote speeches, yeah.
Okay, so are there certifications to be a professional speaker though?
I wouldn't say there is a certification, but if you look at where we belong, Global Speakers Federation, we have something called CSP,
hmm.
Certified Speaking Professional. It's a standard that you need to have or match in order to be accredited to be called CSP,
okay.
Certified Speaking Professional. And that's a pretty high standard, I would say.
Right.
They need to clock in hours.
Oh.
You need to make certain amount of money out of living. Speaking, I can't remember what's the quantum, mm. but it's pretty high. And you need to have been speaking in countries, okay. not just local market.
Right.
And the validation process is also not
easy.
As easy as it may sound.
Okay.
What they do is they actually call your clients, they interview your
Ooh,
clients.
So you cannot pretend.
Cannot come up with your own invoices or whatever. So everything is really scrutinized. It's
right.
like the highest standard when it comes to the speaking profession At least under the Global Speakers Federation.
Right. And as it should, right?
And in Malaysia, we only have four of them.
Oh.
At least at this point, there's only four of them.
Okay, so that's at least a certain standards that you can go for. The CIRIM, la,
CIRIM
for speakers.
Yes.
Okay, I want to ask you a little bit if there is a difference between Malaysian professional speakers and speakers from other countries. We'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Bhavani Pirasamy, the president of the Malaysian Association of Professional Speakers. Stay tuned to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Her Vantage on Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Bhavani Pirasamy, the president of the Malaysian Association of Professional Speakers, or MAPS. MAPS has been around since 2001. She's the first female president. Yay! You know, we were talking a little bit earlier on that there are standards to be professional speakers. But also, like, when you look at the Malaysian speakers, right? Is there a difference between Malaysian speakers and overseas? I guess, what can we learn from them and vice versa?
Okay, good question. And this is a question that I get asked a lot. A lot of people, when they call into MAPS, I usually am the reference point. And I see this phenomenon where maybe the general public seem to have this perception that overseas speakers or other speakers, non-Malaysian speakers, are better than Malaysian speakers. But I beg to differ. I have to say that we in MAPS, we have international speakers. We have good global speakers.
Right. They are Malaysians.
And they are Malaysians, born and bred here, like real Malaysians, people like you and I. And if you ask me, I think our Malaysian speakers are of global standards. Mm. We have people who travel to countries, sought after in other countries. So on a personal level, I think we are good as anyone out there.
Right. Well, if you look at that space, though, I mean, like, within ASEAN, I know that you also work very closely with the Singapore Association of Professional Speakers, right?
Yes.
What are the opportunities in the region for speakers?
I think opportunities are there. But having said that, what are we doing to be seen in that platform? If I can take examples, our local speakers, our own heroes in Malaysia, it's not an overnight thing that they get called out to overseas. They are present in social media. You need to have your digital footprints. Mm. You can't run away from those things.
Right.
And they also, that's one good thing that we have within Global Speakers Federation. We have 15 other countries that we are friends with. Mm. So we go for their conventions and they also come over here. So you are seen in those spaces and people start to recognize you. So if you ask me, these are things that a speaker needs to work on. You need to be seen. You need to put in that effort to make the connection, build the relationship with bureaus. You have to do all these things. It's it's not that you sit at home, people start knocking on your doors and you take a flight out there.
Right.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
There's work in everything. There's work.
Definitely, yes.
Right?
You have to do that work.
And
you've
got to be strategic about things as well.
Yes, correct.
What have been your best memories as a professional speaker? And I guess, were there some scary moments? I can imagine, but you were saying how you did little things and you got braver and braver along the way, right? Anyway, some stories?
Okay, if you ask me my best memories, I guess my best memories always come back to our own events because this is where, it's like going back home, balik kampung kind of a feeling. Mm. So it's these events that I feel very energized. I actually feel kind of powerful, if I can say that. Why? Because The one thing that I just can't understand until today, but I suppose maybe I am paranoid, I question too much, but I can't understand when I first joined 10 years ago, how is it that people are willing to share all their secrets, you know, the tips and tricks, like, aren't you afraid? Mm. And this is one thing that I realize. There are a lot of people who are willing to share everything because they care. Mm. And they are willing to help build you up. And they don't have an ounce of fear that you're going to be their competitor. Mm. And this is something that I couldn't comprehend many years ago. It's like, are they like for real, you know, right, teaching you all these things? So my best memories, is, if you ask me, is this the abundance in learning when I go to these events. And both my local friends, my international friends, they're always there for me. Mm. And if I can just be upfront with this, even right now, I can go to my good friends in MAPS and they're always there to support me, give me an idea, you know, tell me, hey, it's all okay, this is fine. Mm. I can still do that. And it's, I guess there's countless memories to even go and pinpoint one to say this is the best.
Right.
But yeah, going, it's like going back home when I'm in MAPS events.
Now, you are involved a lot of work around students and youths, right?
Yes, correct.
Why this space and why are you so, you know, yeah, why students and youths?
Okay, so if you recall, I said that it was 10 years ago that I started being in this space. And it was 10 years ago that I actually found, my life actually changed when I joined MAPS. And I suppose that I was a bit skeptical last time. My parents, as I said, has always been my biggest motivator. But I always thought it was my parents' job to motivate me, you see. So, you know, there's this saying, you can teach everyone else, you can't teach your own kids.
Yes.
I suppose that happened to me as well.
Yes, okay.
My parents are teachers as well. Mm-hmm. So, and I had this realization, it took me this long to believe in myself. And it took a community of people to find value in me, which I didn't believe in myself before. And then it dawned on me, why must everyone, when I say everyone, I'm referring to the corporate space, why must people go through all these things and then come to a point, you wait for somebody or something to happen, and then you realize, oh, I should believe in my dreams. Things are possible. Hmm. So I started reflecting and said, what if, even at a younger level, people can start believing in their dreams? And then I realized, there's not many people who's championing kids or youth at right. that level. And I said, you know what? I think this is what I want to do.
Right.
Let's not wait until you are in your 20s and 30s and 40s to find the light.
Mm.
Let me at least attempt working with them and see if I could help them believe in their dreams at that level and not wait until you're burnt out and you know, all those things.
You know, when you look at these youths and coming to speaking, and it's not even language, right? I mean, you're not even talking about whether it's BM in English. So they're shy to speak up, that more that, right?
Shy to speak up is one thing. And most of them feel that things are not possible for them. Hmm. I mean, take me for an instance. I'm this plain old girl from Port Dickson. Who am I?
Okay.
But suddenly now I realize I could be something, but I didn't have that belief. So I just want to help people believe that you can start from being nobody, but you can be somebody. Being somebody is a possibility for everyone.
Right.
It's not only for elite people or special people. It's possible across.
Hmm. Now, when you look at MAPS, and of course, what is the term for president?
2 years.
2 years, right? So this is your first year.
Yes.
So what is your goal for MAPS in the 2 years that you'll be president, and maybe you'll get reelected? But anyway, what's your goal?
Okay, if you ask me, my first goal, and this was what I was very determined to do. I had 11 past presidents that I look up to, and everything that they did is what makes MAPS today. They brought value for the community. So my first determination is to do the same. Members, we are here to give members value for each and everyone to help themselves grow. That is, of course, that first main vision, even for MAPS and me personally. On a personal level, if there is people who are first stepping into the industry, not sure whether this is possible or not, I want to ensure them that myself and the Exco, we are here for you.
Mm.
You can always pick up the phone, call us. And if it's not us, I want to let people know that the community is a place where you can go to.
Mm.
I just want people to have that assurance. Do not be afraid. Okay. It's a very loving family.
Don't be afraid. All right. On that note, thanks for being with us. I'm listening to Bhavani Pirasamy, the president of the Malaysian Association of Professional Speakers. I'm sure if you Google them, you can find out and get more information from
definitely
them.
Definitely, Frida.
Well. You've been listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.